the 43rd overall pick for the Philadelphia Eagles out of Washington. I know I've got one guy next to me who is extremely excited about Sidney Jones' arrival here in Philadelphia. And, Greg, before we get into Sidney Jones, I think one of the big questions that Eagles fans have had throughout this entire process is, what does Jim Schwartz look for in a corner? Press coverage, yeah. Off coverage, zone, man. We've got a one-year sample size. What does Jim Schwartz look for in a corner?
The Eagles predominantly, Fran, play two kinds of defenses, okay? When they play with a single high safety, which you see right here on this particular shot, they predominantly play man coverage, and very often it's press man, okay? That's what we're going to start with. The other thing that Jim Schwartz does, and again, it's about 50% the other way, is when he plays with two safeties, split safety look, he predominantly plays zone. So he needs his outside corners to be able to play both man, press, and to play zone. So Sidney Jones can do both exceptionally well.
And you see Jalen Mills kind of jumping in. This is press man coverage.
Right, this
here.
Is press man. This is what Sidney Jones, to me, really excels at. He has every trait you would want to play press man coverage on the outside. He can be physical, and very physical, by the way, even though he's only 186 pounds. And he can do what we call mirror and match, where he can just run throughout the route mirroring the receiver. He does that exceptionally well.
Yeah, and you mentioned that physicality, and that was one of the things that stood out to me watching him on the outside. And he played as the left corner there for Washington in that defense. We're going to take a look. This is Jalen Mills again at the left corner spot for the Eagles against Pittsburgh back in week three. You see that physicality, and that is something that is very prevalent watching Sidney Jones.
That is absolutely correct, and that's why the 186 doesn't bother me very much at all, because I think the style with which he plays is very, very physical. That's in his DNA. He really had a good jam and a good punch with receivers off the line of scrimmage, and I think, hey, that's very important in the NFL when you're playing press man, disrupting routes, particularly in passing games now where the ball's thrown very often inside of 10 yards from the line of scrimmage. You're trying to disrupt the receiver's route.
One of the big traits we've always heard from Jim Schwartz since his arrival is competitiveness out in the perimeter. He's mentioned that numerous times with Jalen Mills. You see that with Sidney Jones, both in the passing game, but also in the run game, and that is extremely important in the way that the Eagles play defense. A lot of stress put on the outside corners to be able to come up downhill and defend the run, and you're going to see that on the outside here at the bottom of the screen. Watch Leotis McKelvin, who's not here anymore at this point, left in free agency. Leotis McKelvin is going to come downhill and make a tackle one-on-one. This point right here, you need your corners in this defense to make
critical.
That tackle.
And you know, the thing about Sidney Jones, even though he's only 186, is he's willing to do this. What you're looking for with corners is a willingness and a competitiveness to tackle. That's the bottom line point. And just as we're wrapping up, you know, I do a breakdown of all these players. I've done about 275. I go strengths, weaknesses, transition. What did I say on my final line in the transition on Sidney Jones there, Fran?
This is pretty official right here. Final line of the transition. I, as in Greg Cosell, could easily make the argument based on tape that Jones is the best corner prospect in this draft class. So, obviously, like
That's what I believe.
I've got one big fan of Sidney Jones. I'm also a big fan of Sidney Jones and his game. I'm very excited to see his transition right here to Jim Schwartz's defense in Philadelphia.